Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lamar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Kohadas Bnei Yisrael, speak to the whole assembly of the Bnei Yisrael. Rashi tells us that the Pasuk is saying over here that Parshas Kedoshim was said to all of Klal Yisrael together, as opposed to other mitzvahs in the Torah. As Rashi explains in Parshas Kisisa, they were not said to all the Yidden together, but rather Moshe would say the mitzvah to Aharon, and then he would say it a second time for Aharon and Elazar and Isamar. The third time he would add the Nesiim, and only on the fourth time was the rest of Klal Yisrael present. But the mitzvahs in Parashas Kedoshim were said to all the Yidden together. The reason for this is, Zokt Rashi, Mipnei Sheroiv Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba, because most of the fundamental laws of the Torah are based on the mitzvahs of Parashas Kedoshim. In Parashas Kedoshim we have the mitzvah of fearing one's parents, watching the Shabbos, Shmira Shabbos, not taking nekama, not taking revenge. V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Since there are so many fundamental mitzvahs, therefore they were said in front of all of Klal Yisrael at one time. And the pasuk continues, V'omarta aleihem, and you shall say to them, Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy. Ki kodosh ani Hashem aleikechem, because I, Hashem your God, am holy. What does the pasuk mean by Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy? Rashi says it's going back on the previous parsha, Parshas Achrei Mos, where over there we discussed the parsha of Arayos. The pasuk over here is saying, Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy and separate yourself from Arayos and Averis that will bring someone to the Averis of Arayos. Ramban learns, the pasuk is telling us to avoid the common mistake of doing something because it is technically mutter, even though it is not within the spirit of the Torah. Ramban says, Kadesh Satzmcha b'mutterloch, make yourself holy with that is mutter to you. Even though these activities are mutter, they are within the parameters of the Torah, still, one should not indulge excessively in oil mazeh by eating too much, drinking too much, or in other taivis of oil mazeh, because a person can be a novel b'rishus ha-Torah, a oisvarf, but being within the parameters of halacha. That's why the pasuk says, Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy, Kadesh Atzmecha b'mutalach. And the pasuk continues, Ish imoy v'aviv tiro, each one of you should fear his mother and his father. Rashi is bothered why the pasuk starts out in the singular by saying Ish, and then goes to the plural by saying Tiro. He says, Ish, each one of you shall fear his mother and his father. That is the lashon of Ish. Rashi says a second shot, Ish, I might think that only a man must fear his parents. How do we know an Isha, a woman, must fear her parents? Therefore the pasuk says, Tiro'u in the plural, which means a man and a woman, both of them must fear their parents. So why does the pasuk start off with the lashon of Ish? Rashi says, because an Ish, a man, always has the capability of fearing his parents, because he does not have another authority above him. Masha Enkin, a woman, an Isha, once she gets married, she has her husband. And if her husband's will is in conflict with the will of her parents, she must listen to her husband. That's why the pasuk says Ish, because an Ish always can fear his parents, but an Isha must listen to her husband once she is married. Rashi tells us what is the difference between Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha, honoring your parents, and Yirah, fearing your parents. Rashi says that Kibud is in the positive. One must feed his parents, one must dress his parents, and one must escort them in and escort them out. But Yirah, fear, is in the negative. One must not contradict his parents, one must not sit in their place, and one must not speak in their place. Rashi continues to tell us, why does the pasuk say Kabed Esovicha Vesimecha? By Kibud it places Av first, the father, but by Yira it says Ish Imoy V'Avitiro, placing the mother before the father. And he says, because by nature a person will fear his father more than his mother. Therefore the Torah has to say Ish Imoy V'Avitiro, fear your mother also. By the mitzvah of Kibud, a person by nature will honor his mother before his father, because his mother wins him over with pleasant words. Therefore, he will automatically honor his mother more than his father. That's why the pasuk says, Kabed Esavicha, honor your father, even your father, because by nature, a person will honor his mother more. And the pasuk continues, "Veshabsoi saitishmaru," and my Shabbos you shall watch. What's the connection between fearing one's parents and watching the Shabbos? Rashi tells us that if one's parents tell him to be mechalas a Shabbos, or to be over other isurim in the Torah, one must not listen to his parents. Ish imay v'aviv tiro, you should fear your parents, but not to be mechalas a Shabbos. Ani Hashem aleikechem, I am Hashem, your God. I am your God and your parents' God. Ata ve'avicho chayov mechvoidi. You and your father must listen to me. So do not listen to your parents in order to nullify my words. Al tifnu el ha'elilim. Do not turn to worship these idols that are nothing. Elilim comes from the lashon of al. It's nothing. Do not worship these nothing idols. Ve'lehei masecho le'sasu lochem. And a god of metal you shall not make for yourself. Rashi says we must divide the words le'sasu lochem. Le'sasu, you shall not make a god for others. There is an isser of asiyah, of making the god, even if you do not keep it. Lochem, others should not make the idol for you. Even though you did not make it, there is an isser of having it. So lochem, do not have the idol. The isser of asiyah and the isser of keeping it. Ani Hashem aleikechem, I am Hashem your God. Rashi tells us, the pasuk could have said Loisasu lochem Elohei masecha, but the pasuk says it in the reverse, Velohei masecha Loisasu lochem, and that is because the Torah wants to place the word Elilim next to the word Velohei to tell you that in the beginning you might think these idols are Elilim, they're nothing, but if you follow them for long enough, you will end up worshipping them and making them into Velohei, into a god. That's why these two words are placed together in the pasuk. And the pasuk continues by telling us that when one shechts a carbon, he must shecht it with intention to eat it in the proper time. When one will shecht a carbon shlomim to Hashem, l'rtzoinchem tizbachuhu, it shall be shechted in a way that it will be l'rotzoin, it will be wanted and desired by Hashem. How will the carbon be desired by Hashem? If you have in mind at the time of the shechita, b'yom zivchachem ye'ochel, to eat this carbon shlomim, on the day of the shechita, umimachros, and on the next day, v'hanoyser ayom ashlishi bo'esh yisoreth, and you have in mind that this that will be left over until the third day will be burnt. A person must have the proper kavana and the proper intention at the time of the shechita. He must have in mind to eat it in the proper time. And since a shlomim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, at the time of the shechita, he must think that he will eat it in the proper time. But if he will think to eat it not in the proper time, then it will be pigle. If he will have intentions to eat it on the third day outside the allotted time, pigalhu, it is pigle, it is rejected, it will not be desired. Rashi tells us that this pasuk is really not needed, because in Parashas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, the Torah tells us already that one who has a machshava, a thought, during the shechita to eat the carbon outside the proper time, the halacha is that the carbon is pigle. So we do not need this pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. Rashi therefore tells us, im einoy inyan, if it is not needed for pigol of chutz lizmanai, where somebody had a machshava to eat it outside the proper time, we can use this pasuk for the iser of one who has a machshava, a thought, to eat it chutz lemekaymai, outside the proper place. Because pigol can be in two ways. It can be with a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, and also with a machshava of chutz l'mkoymoi. This pasuk will be used for one who has a machshava, a thought, to eat it chutz l'mkoymoi, and that will also be pigel. Rashi tells us that although pigel, which came about because one had a machshava to eat it chutz l'zmanoi outside the proper time, if one eats such pigel, he is chayiv karetz. But if one eats pigel, which is a pigel because of chutz l'mekaymai, he had a machshava at the time of the shechita to eat it outside the proper place, there is no chiyuv karas if one eats such pigel. Ve'oichlo avoy no yisa, one who will eat noiser, one who will eat the shlomim on the third day, avoy no yisa, he will bear his sin. The pasuk that says over here, va'eichlo, he will eat it, is different than the lashon achila in the previous psukim. Because in the previous psukim we were saying that the lashon of achila meant that one who had a machshava, a thought, at the time of the shechita, to eat it, not in the proper time, or not in the proper place. Over here, the word va'eichlov is referring to actually eating it. One who actually eats the carbon shlamim on the third day, since the carbon is nicer, avoyna yisa, he will bear his avera, ki es kodesh Hashem chilel, because he has desecrated the kachim of Hashem, v'nichrusa ha'nefesh ahi me'ameho, and the person will get karis. One has to understand what is the connection between Pasuk Dalet that discusses Avodah Zarah and Pasuk Hey that discusses the Isser of having the wrong Machshava at the time of the Shechita. The Mefarshim say that the Torah is telling you first that you must not worship Avodah Zarah. And then the Pasuk continues on to tell you that even if you do worship Hashem and you bring Karbanos to Hashem, you must bring it in the proper way and you must have the proper Kavanos, the proper intentions at the time of the Shechita. And the Pasuk continues in Pasuk Tes to tell us the mitzvah of Leket, Peah, and Peret and Oilus. Uvekutzruchem es ketzir arzachem, and when you will reap the harvest of your land. Do not finish off the corner of your field to cut it, because there is a mitzvah of leaving over at the end of your field a corner, peyah, for the aniyim, for the poor people. The leket kitzircha, and the leket of your harvest, loisalaket, you shall not gather. If while you are cutting your field, one or two stalks fall down, you must leave those one or two stalks for the aniyim. But if three stalks fall, that you are able to keep for yourself. And your vineyards, you shall not harvest the young grapes. You shall not take the oilelois. Rashi tells us, oilelois are clusters that do not have kosef v'notef. They do not have shoulders, nor do they have drops. When a cluster of grapes is full, then the grapes lie one on the other, just like a person who is lying on the shoulder of his friend. Notef means the drops, the grapes that are on the actual spine that look like they are dripping down from the spine. So when a cluster is not full, it does not have kosef, because the grapes are not lying one on the other, and they don't have these extra grapes on the shedra, on the spine, which is called notef. Such an empty cluster one must give to the aniyim. So the pasuk is telling us, v'char mechol loisa oilel, your vineyard, you shall not take the clusters that are oilelois, uferet kamechol loisa laket, and the peret of your vineyard you shall not gather. Peret are the single grapes that fall down at the time of the cutting. La'oni v'lager tazev oisam, to a poor person and to a ger you shall leave them. You shall leave the peah, the leket, the peret, and the oilelois. Ani Hashem lekechem, I am Hashem your God. The Torah uses a lashon of Elokeichem, which is the name of Hashem Elokim. Dayan li pareah, I am a judge to punish, because one who steals from the ger and one who steals from the poor, I will punish them and they will lose their lives. The Mefarshim tell us the connection between Pasuk Ches, which is the parasha of Noiser, leaving over from a carbon, and Pasuk Tes, which is the parasha of Peah. Because in Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk is telling us, do not leave over any basar, any flesh from Kachim, but if you do, you may not eat it. In Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk is saying that at times, you should leave over something, and that is when you harvest your field, leave over a corner, peah, for the poor. Loi tignoivu, you shall not steal. The Pasuk says, by the Aseres HaDibrois in Parshas Yisroi, Loi Signoiv, you shall not steal. But over there, it is referring to kidnapping. Over here, Loi Tignoivu is referring to one who steals money. V'loi Sechachashu, and you shall not deny. V'loi Seshakru Ish Ba'amisoi, and one shall not swear falsely to his friend. In Parshas Vayikra, at the end of the Parsha, we discussed where one took a loan from a friend, and then he denied that he ever received this loan, and then he swore falsely. If he then does tshuva and admits that he took this money, he must pay keren v'chomesh, the principal plus one-fifth. That is the punishment of one who denies a loan and swears falsely. Where do we know the azara, the warning, the lav, that one should not do such a thing? The pasuk over here says, v'lei sechachashu, you shall not deny, v'lei seshaku ish ba'misai, and you shall not swear falsely one man to his friend. So the lavim in this pasuk, loisachachashu veloisachakru, are the lavim that are connected to the punishment stated at the end of Parshas Vayikra. And you shall not swear in my name falsely, because you will be desecrating the name of your God, I am Hashem. And the Pasuk says, V'loisi shavu v'shmi, you shall not swear falsely in my name. This is including all names of Hashem, not only the Shem HaMiyuchad, the special name of Yudkei Vavkei, but even alternative names are included in the law of V'loisi shavu v'shmi. Loisashek es reyacho, you shall not cheat your friend by holding back the wages of a hired worker. V'loisigzoil, and you shall not steal. Loisolin pula sochir itecha ad boiker, the wages of your hired worker shall not stay with you overnight until the morning. The pasuk is referring to one who hires a worker to work during the day. The employer has the whole night to pay up this loan. The pasuk is saying that these wages should not be kept by the employer overnight until the morning. By the morning, he should pay up. And the pasuk continues, Loisakal al cheresh, you shall not curse a deaf person. Rashi tells us, included in this iser is cursing any person, not only a cheresh, a deaf person. So why does the pasuk say cheresh? Rashi tells us, because just like cheresh has the distinct quality that he is alive, because he is only missing one chush, one sense, he cannot hear, but he is living, so too anyone who is living is included in this iser. If you curse any live person, it is included in the iser of Loisakal Cheresh. But one who is dead, if you curse a dead person, you are not over this iser of Loisakal Cheresh. Only by Mekalel Ovev Imoy, when one curses his parents, is there an iser to curse them La'achar Misa, even after they die. But by a regular person, we learn out from Cheresh, there is no law of cursing them once they are dead. V'lefnei Iver, and in front of a blind person, Loisite Michshel, you shall not place a stumbling block. V'yareisa Melekecho Ani Hashem, and you shall fear your God, I am Hashem. The simple meaning of the pasuk is that you shall not place a stone or anything that a blind person will stumble upon because he cannot see. Since the pasuk adds on v'yareisa melekecho, we can learn also a second halacha from this pasuk. V'lefnei iver, before a blind person, before someone who is blind in a certain area, which means he needs help, he needs advice in a certain area. Loisite michshel, do not place a stumbling block before him by giving him bad advice. Advice that would just benefit yourself. V'yareisa melekecho, the pasuk says, you shall fear Hashem, because the person can always say, I had good intentions, I meant well, the advice that I gave him I thought would work out. Therefore the pasuk says, fear Hashem, he knows what's in your heart, he knows your true intentions. Balaturim explains the reason why the Torah places the pasuk of Loisolin pulas sochir itecha ad boiker, one should not leave overnight the wages of his worker. Next to the pasuk of Loisakalel, one shall not curse. This is to teach the employee that if his employer did not pay him, Loisakalel, do not curse him, but rather be toiveya him and collect it in bezdin. Zokrashi pasuk beis, daber el koadas bnei Yisrael, speak to all of Klal Yisrael together. Zokrashi melami shenemar parshazu bahakel. This teaches us that this parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, was said with all of Klal Yisrael gathered together at one time. Mipnei, because sheroiv gufei Torah tluyim bo, because most of the fundamental halachas of the Torah are dependent on the mitzvahs that are stated in this parsha. Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy. Hevu perushim min arayis umin havera, you shall separate yourself from arayis and from averis that can bring upon arayis. Kedoshim tiyu, be holy by separating yourself from arayis. Shekol mokem shatam moitze geder erva, because whenever we find a restriction of erva, atam moitze kedusha, you find the Torah using the word kedusha, holiness. It says in the pasuk in Parshas Emor concerning the women which a kohen may not marry, and the pasuk says isha zoyna v'chalola, he may not marry a zoyna or a chalola, and the pasuk says afterwards ani Hashem mekadeshchem, I am Hashem who makes you holy. So we see that when there is a geder erva, the pasuk is stating who the kohen cannot marry. It says over there, kedusha, by separating himself from these women, he becomes holy. And also it says, by the women who a kohen gadol may not marry, in Parshas Emor, v'lo yichal zara, if he stays away from these women, he will not make his children chalolim. Ani Hashem Mekadeshoy, I am Hashem who makes him holy. So again, it says kedusha where there is a geder erva, because if he stays away from these women and he is restricted from these arayas, then he will make himself holy. And Rashi brings down a third raya, because it says in Parshas Emor, Kedoshim Yiyu, they should be holy, the Kohanim. And then afterwards it says, Isha Zayna V'Chalala, the women who the Kohen may not marry. Sefer HaZikaron says that this raya seems to be the same raya as the first raya. In the first raya we said that the pasuk says Isha Zayna V'Chalala, and afterwards it says Ani Hashem Mekadoshchem. All this raya is saying is that before the pasuk of Isha Zayna V'Chalala, it also says Kedusha, Kedoshim Yiyu. And therefore he says there is taka a girsa that puts this raya together with the first raya, and it says that by the restriction of who a Kohen may not marry, where it says Isha Zayna V'Chalala, it says Kedusha before and after. Before it says Kedoshim Yiyu, and afterwards it says Ani Hashem Mekadoshchem. Rashi continues, Ish Imay V'Aviv Tiro. So Rashi is bothered why Ish is B'Lashon Yochid in the singular, and Tiro is B'Lashon Rabim in the plural. So Rashi says, Kol Echad Mikem Tiro Aviv Imay. Ish means, each one of you shall fear his father and his mother. Zehu Pshutai, that is the simple meaning to explain the Lashon Yochid and the Lashon Rabim. Umidrashai, the Medrash says, Ein li elo ish. All I know is that a man must fear his parents. Isha minayin, how do I know that a woman must fear her parents too? Kishu oimer tira'u, when it says tira'u in the plural, harei kashnayim, that is referring to two types of people, a man and a woman. Imkein lo menemar ish, so why does the pasuk start off Lashon Yochid by saying ish? Sheo ish sipek biyodoi lasais. A man always has the opportunity to fear his parents. Aval Isha, but a woman, Rishus Acherim Aleha, she has another authority upon her, which means when she gets married, she must listen to her husband. So that's why the Pasuk does not say Isha in the beginning. Imay va'aviv tiro'u, kan hiktim aim la'av. By the mitzvah of fearing, it says the mother first. L'fishagolu l'fanov, because it is revealed before Hashem. Shehaben yorei es aviv, that by nature a son will fear his father, yoisim me'imei, more than his mother. And therefore the pasuk says, fear even your mother. Uve kibud, but by kibud, where it says, kabet es avicho, hiktim av la'em, it says the father before the mother. L'fishagolu l'fanov, because it is revealed before Hashem. Shaben mechabed es ima yoisim me'ovim, that a son will honor his mother more than his father. Mipnei shemishal dosei bedvarim, because she wins him over with pleasant words. Therefore the pasuk says, kabed es avicha, honor even your father. Veshabsoise tishmaru, and my Shabbos you shall watch. Samach shmirah Shabbos l'mara'av. The Torah places the mitzvah of watching the Shabbos next to fearing one's parents. Lo'emar, to tell you, afal pi shehezarticha al mara'av, even though I warned you to fear your parents. Im yom lecho chalel es haShabbos, if he tells you to be mechalel Shabbos, al tishmaloi, do not listen to him. V'chein b'shar kol ha-mitzvahs, and similar by all mitzvahs, you shall not listen to your parents to be over any mitzvah in the Torah, because the pasuk ends off Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Elokeichem is in the plural, referring to you and your parents. Ato ve'avicho chayovim b'chvoidi, you and your parents are chayev to honor me. Lefikach lo tishmaloi levatel es devari, therefore you shall not listen to him to nullify my words. Zok Rashi, Ezehu Moira, what is considered fearing? Lo yeshev b'mkoimai, do not sit in your parents' place. V'lo yedaber b'mkoimai, and do not speak in their place. If it is their turn to speak, don't speak up instead of them. V'lo yistor es devarav, and do not contradict their words. Ve'ezehu kovoid, and what is considered honor? Machil umashke, giving to eat and giving to drink the parents. Malbish ummanel, to dress them and to put on their shoes. Machnis umoitzi, to escort them in and escort them out. Al tifnu el ho elilim, do not turn to the idols. La'avdam, to worship them. Elilim lashon al, the word elilim means nothing. Kilayu chashu, these gods are like non-entities. Velehei masecha, tchilosan elilim heim, in the beginning you might look at them as nothing. V'matapoina achareim, but if you turn after them, seivcho lasois lasoison elikos, in the end you will make them into a god. That is why the pasuk writes these two words next to each other, elilim and elohei. In the beginning you might look at them as elilim, nothing, but at the end you will make them into elohei. Zok Rashi, loisasu lochem, you must divide loisasu and lochem in the pasuk. Loisasu lacherim, do not make these idols for others. There is an isser of asiyah, And others shall not make it for you, because you are not allowed to own them. And if you want to say, the pasuk is just saying, you shall not make these idols for yourself, but others may make these idols for you. It says already, you shall not have elohim acherim. Whether it belongs to you or whether it belongs to others. So we see you may not own it. Therefore, lochem means even if others make it for you. Zok Rashi v'chisiz b'chu, when you will shecht a carbon shlamim, lenember parsha zu, this parsha was only stated, elo l'lamed, only to teach you, sheloi tehe zvichoson, that the whole shechita of this shlamim should not be, elo almanas lehe ochel b'seichas manazeh, only on the condition to eat it during the proper time. If the pasuk was telling us when you can eat a carbon shlamim, hare kfar omar, that was already stated in parsha sav. If you will bring a carbon shlamim as a neder and a dova, you may eat it for 2 days and a night. So we do not need this pasuk to tell us what the zman achila is of a carbon shlamim, but rather it is to tell us that you should have the proper machshava during the shechita, and you should have in mind to eat it during the proper time. Zok Rashi, l'rtzoinchem tizbachuhu, you shall shecht it in a way that it will be l'rotzoin. Tchilas zivichosoi, the original shechita should be, tehei it should be, almanas nachas ruach, with intent of a nachas ruach for Hashem. Sheyehei lochem l'rotzoin, that it should be for you as an appeasement. Sheim techoshvu olav machsheves psul, because if you will have the wrong thoughts, a machshava that will passel it, lo yirotza aleichem lefonai, it will not be wanted and desired before me, before Hashem. L'rtzoinchem, in old French, an pein tzimatu. Zeu l'fi pshutai, that is the simple meaning of the pasuk. For our sein, we learned mikan, but our chachomim learned from here, l'misasek b'kotchim, one who is misasek by kotchim, sheposel, that it is posel. Misasek b'kotchim means one who does the shechita unintentionally. For example, if he threw a knife in order to hit a wall, and while the knife is flying through the air, it shechts an animal, so the shechita was unintentional, the halacha is that it is posel. Shetzorech sheyischav in lishchot, he must have intention to shecht. That's what the pasuk means. L'rtzoinchem tizbachuhu, the shechita must be l'rotzoin, with intention. Zok Rashi b'yom zivchachem yeyochel, kishet tizbachuhu, when you will shecht this carbon shlamim, tishchatu almanas zman zeh shekovati lechem kvar, shecht it with intention to eat it in the allotted time, which I said already in Parshas Sav. Zok Rashi v'meyochel yeyochel, im eino inyan l'chutz l'zmanoi, if this pasuk is not needed to tell me that a carbon is pigel if one had intention to eat it outside the allotted time, shari kvar nemar, because we already learned that this is considered pigel in Parshas Sav, v'meyochel yeyochel mibsar zevach shlomo. Over there it says if one eats from the carbon shlomim, which means if he shechs it with intention to eat it outside the allotted time of a shlamim, so we do not need this pasuk to tell me that it is pigel if there was a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, teneu inyan l'chutz l'mekaymoi. Let's use this pasuk to teach us that it is considered pigel if one had a machshava of chutz l'mekaymoi. He had intention to eat it outside the place that is specified that this carbon must be eaten. I might think that pigel of chutz l'mekaymoi will also have on it a chi of koros if one eats such pigel. Tamalaymar, therefore the pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, v'hanefesh ho'icheles mimenu avoinu tisa, one who will eat from this pigel will carry his avera and be chayiv koros. Mimenu, from this type of pigel, veloi mechavera, and not from a similar type of pigel. Only from a pigel of chutz lizmanoi is there a chayiv koros if one eats it, but not from pigel of chutz l'mekaymoi. Yotza, this pasuk of mimenu is coming to exclude hanichshat b'machsheves chutz l'mekaymoi, a carbon that was shechted with intention to be eaten outside the proper place. If one eats such a pigel, there is no chiyuv karas. Pigel, metuav, it means disgusting, rejected. Kamoi, umarak pigulim, kilehem. And the gravy that is disgusting is in their vessels. So we see pigel is a lashon of disgusting and rejected. Va'oichlav avonu yisa, one who will eat noiser will be chayiv karas. Benoisa gomer hakosu bedaber. The pasuk is speaking about one who eats noiser on the third day. Although the words achila in the previous psukim were not referring to somebody who actually ate, but rather someone who had a machshava during the shechita to eat it outside its proper place and outside its proper time. Over here, va'oichlav literally means one who will eat. One who will eat nicer on the third day is chayiv karis. Zakrashi, ve'enai onosh karis ala nishchat chusla mekoymoi. There is no chayiv karis on one who eats pigol, which became pigol because there was a machshava of chusla mekoymoi. Shekvar miyatei akosov, because the pasuk already excluded it from the word mimenu, like we stated in Rashi earlier. Mimenu, there is only a chayiv karis on a pigol of chusla zmanoi, but not one who eats a pigol of chusla mekoymoi. So although pasuk Zayin is referring to pigol of chusla mekoymoi, and then in pasuk Ches it says a chayiv karis, the chayiv karis is not going back on pasuk Zayin, because on pigol of chutz limekoymoi there is no chiyuv karis, but rather pasuk ches is referring to something else. Vezehu benoisa gomer medaber. Pasuk ches, where there is a chiyuv karis, is referring to one who eats actual noiser. He eats the flesh of a korban shlamim on the third day. Uva meseches kwisus lamdu migzeres shava. And meseches kwisus learns it out from migzeres shava to teach us that this pasuk is talking about noiser gomer. Zok Rashi loisechale paas sodcha. You shall leave peah at the end of the field. Since the pasuk says, "Lo sechale," you shall not finish off your field, that means that peah should be left at the end of the harvest in the corner of the field. The leket ketzircha, and the leket of your cutting, shibolim hanoshrim b'shas ketzira, the stalks that fall at the time of reaping. Achas oshtayim, whether it was one or two, that is considered leket. Aval shalosh einon leket, but three is not considered leket, and you may keep it. Zok Rashi lois ha'oilel, you shall not take the oilelois, but rather leave it to the aniyim. Lois sitel oilelois sheba, do not take the oilelois from the vineyard. Vehein nikaros, and they are identifiable. Ezehu oilelois, what is considered oilelois? Kol she'ein loi loikosei v'loi notev, any cluster of grapes that does not have kosev, where one grape is lying on the other like a person lying on his friend's shoulder. Veloy notev, it does not have the grapes dripping down from the spine of the cluster. So these clusters are not full clusters. Those clusters must be left for the aniyim. Uperet kamecha, gargarei anovim, single grapes, hanoshrim b'shas b'tzira, that fall down at the time of the harvest, must be left to the aniyim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. The pasuk says Elokeichem, the name Elokim, Dayan Lihiporea, which is the name of Hashem that says, I am a judge to punish. Ve'ena goyvim mikem ela nefoshes, and I will only collect from you lives. Shenemar al tigzol do, do not steal from a poor person. Ki Hashem yorev rivam, Hashem will fight their battles and kill the person who will steal from the poor. So when the pasuk says Elokeichem, Hashem is Dayan Lihiporea, and to take away lives from the ones who do not give leket, shikha, peah, peret, and oilis. Lo tignoivu, you shall not steal, azara legoin of moment. This is referring to one who steals money. It is a lav that one should not steal money. Ava lo signoiv sheveh aseres hadibrois, the lav of lo signoiv in the aseres hadibrois, in Parashas Yisroi, azara legoin of nefoshes. That is referring to the lav of kidnapping. Dover halomed mein yonai, something that is learnt out from the context of the psukim. Dover shechayovin olav mises bezdin, something that there is a chi of mises bezdin on it. Since the pasuk over there by the Aseres HaDibrois says, loy sirtzach, you shall not kill, loy sinov, you shall not commit adultery, and loy signov, you shall not steal, so just like loy sirtzach and loy sinov are both isurim that one is chayiv mises bezdin, so too loy signov must be an iser that one is chayiv mises bezdin on it, and that must be kidnapping, because there is no chayiv mises bezdin on one who steals. So the pasuk over here, loy tignoivu, must be talking about one who steals money. Veloy sechachashu v'fishenema, since it says at the end of Parshas Vayikra, v'kichesh bo mishalim kerem mechaymesh, if one denies a loan, then he pays a keren and a chaymesh, lamanu oynish. We learn the punishment. Azor minayin, where do we know the lav? Talmud loy ma veloy sechachashu. Therefore the pasuk says, you shall not deny. Veloy sechakru, lefi shenema, v'nish bal sheker, yishalim keren v'chaymesh, since over there in that same pasuk it says, that one who denies a loan and swears falsely, and then admits it, pays a keren and a chaymesh, so therefore, Lamadnu Einish, we learned out the punishment for such an avera. Azor minayin, where do we know the lav that one should not swear falsely and deny alone? Tamad loymer v'loy shakru. Therefore it says, Loisa Shakru. So the lavim of Loisa Chachashu and Loisa Shakru are the lavim on the punishment of the Avera stated in Parshas Vayikra. Loitignoivu, Veloisa Chachashu, Veloisa Shakru, Veloisa Shavu. Rashi is bothered why it says a vav connecting each one of these lavim. Zakt Rashi, Im gonafto, if you will steal, Seif Cholachachesh. At the end, you will come to deny it. Seif Cholachachesh. Then at the end, you will come to lie, because you will have to lie in order to support your denial. Seif Cholachachesh la sheker. And this will bring you at the end to swear falsely. That is why the Torah writes a vav connecting these lavim, because one who is over one of these lavim will come to be over the next one, because one leads to the next one. There seems to be a stira between this Rashi and the previous Rashi. Rashi over here seems to say the words Loisa Shakru are referring to one who lies, because the pasuk is saying Loitignoivu, if you steal, you will come to Loisa Chachashu to deny it, and then you will come to Loisa Shakru to lie, and then you will come to Loisa Shavu Vishmila Shaker to swearing falsely. So Loisa Shakru is referring to one who lies, as opposed to Rashi in the previous Rashi, who says Loisa Shakru is referring to one who swears falsely. And according to this Rashi, swearing falsely is Loisa Shavu Vishmi Lashoker. Zakt Rashi Loisa Shavu Vishmi, Lo Menemar, why do we need this Pasuk? Lefisha Nemar, since it says, in Parashas Mishpatim, Loisisa, Eshem Hashem Alekecha Lashav, you shall not swear in the name of Hashem your God. Falsely, Yocha Lo Yehei Chayv Elo, Al Shem HaMiyuchad, I might think there is only an iser to swear in Hashem's name if you use the Shem HaMiyuchad, the special name of Hashem, of Yudke Vavke, Minayin L'Rabbis Kol HaKinuyim, how do we know that the iser of swearing includes any alternative name of Hashem? Talmud Loimar. Therefore the Pasuk says, Leisi Shavu Vishmi, do not swear in any of my names, La Shoker, Kol Shem Sheyeshli, any name that I have. So Rashi Leisasha, if you shall not cheat, Zakovish Schar Socher, this is referring to one who does not pay his workers. Like Solim, Zakt Rashi Lashon Nekeva. The tough of Solim is a Lashon Nekeva in the feminine. Moisev ala Pu'ula, it's going on the Pu'ula, Pu'ula Socher. Since the word Pu'ula is a Lashon Nekeva, so the verb Solim takes the feminine and there is a tough in the beginning. Because there are two reasons why a tough can be placed in the beginning of the word. Either it can be in the masculine and the tough is saying, Loisolin, you shall not leave overnight. Or it can be a feminine verb, that since the verb is being attached to a feminine noun, pu'ula is a feminine noun, wages, so therefore the verb that is attached to this noun, sullen, takes on the feminine with a tough in the beginning, which is a lashon nekeva. According to this pshat, the pasuk means like this, the wages of the worker shall not be left overnight until the morning. The pasuk does not mean, you shall not leave it overnight, but rather, their wages shall not be left overnight. The pasuk is talking about one who is hired to work during the day. He leaves his job is over, when the sun sets. Therefore, zman, the time to collect his pay, kol halayla, is the whole night. And in another place in Sefer Devarim it states, you shall not allow the sun to set. The pasuk is talking about one who is hired to work at night, that his work ends at the break of dawn. Therefore, he can collect his pay the whole day. Because the Torah gave time for the employer, a time to get money to pay his workers. So if he is hired for work during the day, he has the whole night to look for money. And if he's hired to work at night, he has the following day to find the money to pay his worker. You shall not curse a deaf person. All I know from this pasuk is one is not allowed to curse a cheresh. Minayin l'rabbis kol odom, how do I know this iser applies also to any person? Talmud loymar ba'amcha loysar. It says in Parashas Mishpatim, ba'amcha, anyone in your nation loysar, you shall not curse. Im kein lo menem a cheresh. So why does the pasuk say over here cheresh? Ma cheresh miyuchad. Just like a deaf person has the distinct quality, shehu b'chayim, that he is alive, all he is missing is the sense of hearing. Afkol Shubachayim. So to anyone who is alive, one is not allowed to curse. Yotza, this comes to exclude Hames, that one is allowed to curse somebody who is dead. Shein Bachayim, he is not alive. Lefnei Iver Lasita Michal, before a blind person you shall not place a stumbling block. Lefnei Asuma Bedover, in front of somebody who is blind in a certain aspect. Loisitain Eitza Sheena Hugenislay, do not give him advice that is not proper for him. Al Toimar, do not say, Mechor Sotcho, sell your field, Vikach Lecho Chamor, and buy a donkey instead. Vata Oikefala Venoit Lehemenu, this way you can trick him and take the field away from him. The Mefarshim are Medayik from the Lashon, Eitza She'ena Hugenes Loi. One shall not give advice that is not fit Loi for him. This is to teach us that even though sometimes something may be in general good advice, but it might not be good advice for this specific person who you are giving the advice to. That's why it says, do not give advice She'ena Hugenes Loi, that is not proper for this specific person. Zakrashi V'yareisa Melekecha, you shall fear your God. Because this is not given over to people. Lay that to know. To know if this person's intentions were good or bad. And he can also escape blame. And say, I had good intentions. Therefore the pasuk ends off, and you shall fear your God, Hamakir Machshavaisecho, who recognizes what your inner thoughts are. V'chein dover hamosu l'libo shel odom ha'yseu, anything that is given over to the heart of the one that does it. V'ein shar habriyos makiris boy, and people cannot know what his intentions are. Nemar boy, the pasuk says, v'yoreso melekecho, you shall fear your God, because Hashem knows the person's true intentions.